Lakers. Down in that left block would be sophomore number 32, Corey Minetti, with 10 points, 8 of those in the second quarter. Mind you, Lakers scored 8 points in the second quarter. Nick Siegfried hit 2 threes in the first quarter for 6 points. Brenner Wisner, a 3 and a field goal for 5. Drew Schuller with 4 in the first quarter. And Seth Bowles with a field goal early on for 2 points. Altogether for 27 points. Lakers rebounded 12 compared to Harbor Beach's 10. Harbor Beach has 8 defensive rebounds, 2 offensive boards. Lakers just 12 defensive boards. That's it. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, they're led by Brady Kirsch, who has 8 points, all coming in the second quarter. Mason Yon has 4 coming in the second quarter. And Ryan Seaman has a pair of free throws in the first quarter and 1 for 2 in the second quarter for a total of 3 points. From the free throw line, Harbor Beach is 4 for 8. Lakers has not attempted a free throw. Harbor Beach with 5 turnovers, Lakers with 5 as well.
For shooting, Lakers 12 for 22, 54%. And I know that Coach Rubel's got to be saying to his team is that nobody can shoot that well this long. So good news for him. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, 5 for 19, 26%. One of the things that really stares out at me is that they were 4 for 16 inside the arc, 25%. They're having problems shooting on the inside, or at least making on the inside, and they got to reverse that fortune because they cannot win this game on the outside alone.
I think we'll have a feeling of we'll know how this second half goes within the first 2, maybe 3 minutes of the second half, as Lakers came out just so smoking hot to start this ball game. It was 19-0 before Harbor Beach's Ryan Seaman was able to hit some free throws to get him on the board, 19-2. It was 19-0 with a minute 32 left in the first quarter. And then Harbor Beach was finally getting on the board. Fouls, according to the official book, Brady Kirsch has 1 foul, Mason Yon with 2, Julian Tenerife with 1, and Cole Anderson with 1. For the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, Drew Schuller, Troy Chappell, and Seth Bowles each have 2 personal fouls, and Braden Smith has the other for 1.
You know, your first experience in districts being on a Wednesday, that doesn't help. I'm not making excuses, but that's just a fact in district play. I'd rather have the first game where you can go ahead and get acclimated to the whole situation. Lakers, of course, have done that, and that is an advantage. And they took full advantage of the situation.
Most definitely.
So a 12-point lead, they're going to be nursing. The Lakers will, and looks like they're going to be playing defense to begin with.
As the officials are discussing, even before play has begun here in the third quarter.
Or maybe Drew Schuller is just waiting for the ball very patiently.
So Lakers will start with possession in the third quarter. Out there for Lakers, Brennan Wisner, Drew Schuller, Brayden Smith, Seth Bowles, Corey Minetti. For Harbor Beach, their starters, Ryan Seaman, James Schelke, Mason Yon, Julian Tenerife, and Brady Kirsch.
Lakers have done a nice job to negate James Schelke and his move to the hoop. They've just taken that away
from him. That's completely gone. We have not seen that at all tonight. Brennan Wisner inbounding to Drew Schuller as soon as the officials are ready to go here. Now we're ready. Brennan Wisner into Drew Schuller. 7:58 left in the third. 27-15, Lakers by 12. Drew Schuller travels with it.
He zigged when he should have zagged.
He zigged and zagged before he zigged. That's the 6th turnover for Lakers. Mason Yon inbounds to Ryan Seaman against Seth Bowles. Over to left wing to James Schelke. Into the lane, and it gets swiped away. Loose ball still. Schelke picks it up, in for 2 points.
Now that's the first time that James got loose.
It's a 10-point ball game, 27-17, 7.5 to play. Brayden Smith to Drew Schuller, top of the key. We played 30 seconds. Over to Brennan Wisner, left wing. And they're going to call Brady Kirsch for a foul against Corey Minetti as he fell down. Away from the ball. That will be Brady Kirsch's 2nd personal foul.
Officially 2, right?
Okay. On the official book, that is 2, I do believe, even though the clock scoreboard's saying 3. Seth Bowles at the left elbow pulls up for the jump shot. This is good.
Seth Bowles, again, I think most improved player that the Lakers have.
And Brennan Wisner steals it away on the inbound from Mason Yon, goes up, and it's in for 2.
Nice steal by Brennan Wisner.
31-17, back to that 14-point lead before the half was over. Ryan Seaman Tries to feed to Brady Kirsch. He does. Goes up from behind, and it's in for 2 points. Going up strong. He has 10 points. 6:54 left in the third. 31-19, back to 12.
So far, they're trading baskets. Somebody's got to assert themselves.
Drew Scholler over to Brennan Wisner. Gets a screen from Minetti. Minetti and James Shelkey cuts off the passing lane, and Kirsch scoops it up. That's the first time they've been able to actually stop that all night.
Well executed as far as defensively is concerned.
Shelkey spins into the lane, pulls up for the jump shot off the glass, no good. Kirsch grabs it, and it's going to be on the floor. And this will, I believe, be a foul against Corey Minetti. Yes, no, that's going to be Braden Smith, his second, and team's first. Mason Yon inbounding for Harbor Beach. Underneath Harbor Beach's own hoop. And they need to go into Brady Kirsch, and Braden Smith tips it out of bounds. As I thought he was actually over the baseline of that one.
We've got a pretty good angle right here, that's for sure.
Ryan Seaman inbounds to Brady Kirsch, and back to Seaman, and Seth Bowles tips it out of bounds himself. 6:28 left in the third, 12-point game. 31-19, Lakers on top.
That is a awful place to inbound the ball.
The far right corner on the baseline. They feed into Brady Kirsch. Against Braden Smith, he's inside the lane, pulls up for the jump shot, and it can't fall. Rebound Corey Minetti. 13th defensive board of the night. 13th rebound of the night. Brennan Wisner retreats to midcourt. Leading by 12, his squad trying to get to the district championship. Into Drew Scholler underneath the defense, over to Corey Minetti, and he misses it. Rebound brought in, and we have a push against Corey Minetti as he pushed Brady Kirsch right out of bounds. Second personal. First foul against Minetti's second team foul.
You got to love Minetti's competitiveness. You really
do. Oh, as a sophomore.
Yes. He's going to be fun to watch for the next 2 years.
We have a whistle away from the ball as Ryan Seaman got tangled up with Seth Bowles. So that is Seth Bowles' third personal. We think.
Hang in there.
Of course, until the Board of Canvassers can completely guarantee this election, we don't know what's going to happen. Ryan Seaman gets pickpocketed by Brennan Wisner going the other way, and the layup is in for 2 points. Wisner with 9. Harbor Beach's 7th turnover. James Shelkey gets hammered on the way up. No call. Brady Kirsch gets the rebound. Shelkey tries this one again. Elevates. It's in. No. But he's going to the line for 2 shots.
You know, they never put the foul on the board.
Foul goes against Seth Bowles. That is his 4th. That could change the outcome of this ball game a little bit. And now they're going to say that's actually Seth Bowles' 2nd. I've had it. I'm sorry.
This is crazy.
First free throw is just as ugly as that scoreboard. Off the front of the iron. That's 5:40 left in the third, 33-19. I mean ugly as far as the fouls, not the score. Just to clarify. Shelkey's 2nd free throw, no good. Rebound brought in by Minetti. Here comes Brennan Wisner across midcourt, his squad leading by 14 points, 33-19. Nick Siegfried at the right wing, being guarded by Ryan Seaman. To Drew Scholler, top of the key, to the left wing, to Corey Minetti, into the corner to Brennan Wisner. Back out to Minetti against Brady Kirsch. Feeds it in, and it's actually off the knee of Brady Kirsch, and it'll be Laker ball on the baseline. 5:16 left in the third.
I like how the sophomore is deferring to the junior to get expert advice. The junior, of course, being Wisner.
Wisner passes it into Smith, kicks it out to Minetti for 3. Rebound still loose, brought in by Nick Siegfried. Over to Wisner, inside the lane to Minetti, goes up strong, can't get it to fall, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Brennan Wisner will be Harbor Beach ball.
Harbor Beach is going to have to make their move pretty soon.
That's their first 2 offensive rebounds on the night for Lakers. 33-19, 5 minutes to play in the third. Lakers by 14. Ryan Seaman at the right wing. Now the free throw line. Dribbling down the right side of the lane, down to the baseline. Nothing there. Hands it out to Mason Yon. He tries his best at the right elbow. Nothing there. Comes back out to the right wing to James Shelkey at the right elbow. Double team there to Ryan Seaman, left wing. Pops the three. In and out. No.